Monday. Open wide dev fans.
Get ready
to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, node modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Welcome to Syntax. In this Monday hasty treat, we're going to be talking all about the new Unreal image format called AVIF. You know what the pronunciation on that? It's an image format. We had JPEG, we had PNG, we had PNG, whatever. Now we have AVIF. And let me tell you, it is very, very, very cool. It's also very small. So we're going to be talking all about what it is, why you might use it, how you might use it, and what the future looks like for AVIF. My name is Scott Tolinsky. I'm a full stack developer from Denver, Colorado. And with me, as always, is Wes Bowes.
Hey, Wes.
This episode is sponsored by two awesome companies, one of which is Sentry at sentry.io, and the other which is FreshBooks. Now, Sentry is the perfect place to see all your errors and exceptions happening in your application. It does an amazing job at cataloging all of your errors in its dashboard. It's very cool. And along with that, it gives you some really interesting features like performance tracking tools that allow you to see just about every single route on your application and get the perfect metrics that you need to debug any sort of performance issues that are happening on your site. Not only that, but you know, sometimes it's really easy to sweep those kind of things under the rug, right? You're like, oh, this site's fast when I'm using it, but you don't exactly see what all your users are seeing all the time. And this is the kind of tool that's just already in all of the stuff that you're already using. So pop it into your Sentry application that you're already using. And guess what? Now you can see right in front of you exactly how miserable your users are on some routes of your page. It's very, very cool. So head on over to sentry.io, use the coupon code TASTYTREAT, all lowercase, all one word, and you will get 2 months for free.
Next sponsor is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is cloud accounting. You know what they do. Your invoices, your expenses. One thing I'm going to highlight in this ad read here is that you could hook it up to you directly to your bank and have your expenses automatically imported into FreshBooks. And I was just checking it out the other day and hooking up my own bank account, and they now support tons of banks, 14,000 different banks. And in Canada alone, where I am, the list of possible banks, as well as they hook up to your PayPal, which is really cool because, like, for example, my Cloudflare, I pay for my domains with PayPal, and that can hook right into PayPal and automatically import those expenses, which is really slick, as well as all the bank accounts you have. It can both do bank accounts as well as credit cards. So depending on how you're paying for things, you get the imported there. Really slick, saves you tons of time. Check it out, freshbooks.com/syntax for a 30-day unrestricted free trial. Make sure you enter syntax in the how did you hear about us section when signing up. And thanks so much to FreshBooks for sponsoring.
So let's get into the meat and potatoes here. And I'm talking about AVIF, the image format. Now, right off the bat, I'm going to say, I don't think Wes and I know exactly how to pronounce this, but I don't think that's anything new with image formats. I mentioned that off the jump saying JPEGs and whatever, JPG, whatever people call this. I'm going to call it AVIF. Is that what you're going to call it, Wes?
I think so. It's AVIF. AVIF sounds weird.
Yeah, AVIF sounds weird. It sounds, yeah.
It's AV is AO Media Video. That's it's this format initially stems from video compression, mm-hmm. and the IF stands for image format. So AVIF, AVIF. Yeah, that's what it is. Let's go with that.
So to get off the jump, what is AVIF? I think the background on it, it's derived from, like you said, it's derived from a video codec. And that video codec is the AV1 video format. This is a royalty-free video coding format that was designed for video transmission over the internet. So this was not a format that was designed for just display or whatever. This was specifically designed for transfer over the internet. And so they basically took this AV1 format and were able to create a new image codec directly from the individual frames of an AV1 video. They're often seen as being so side-by-side, but at the same time, video compression has a bunch of issues that image compression doesn't have, and vice versa, I would say. So they are different beasts. So it's interesting to see that this is pulled directly from a video format. Another thing is that, like AV1, AVIF is royalty-free, which to me is the most exciting thing about this. Because in the past, video formats and image formats have been a huge topic amongst browsers because of ownership of those formats. For instance, It's MP4, not royalty free. And MP4 is owned by several people. And because of that, I don't know who, I think Apple owns part of it or they have their own QuickTime thing. Either way, the big meat here is really just that when something is not royalty free in any of these image formats, browsers are going to be way less likely to implement it. Because let's say Google owns this image format and Google, you have to pay Google royalties to use this image format. That's going to make Apple and Firefox much less likely to implement that in their platform or vice versa with any of those companies. So by being a royalty free format, nobody's fighting for essentially control. It's not their format. They're not cashing in the bucks when people are using this format. So I think that's a big deal. And it's nice to see a really, really hot new image format be royalty free.
You might be saying, like, didn't we just get WebP? And I thought that myself. We had Henri Helvetica on the podcast when we did, I think we did our live show. And he said WebP was 10 years old and Safari had just implemented it. The whole benefit here is that the AVIF files are tiny and can be used to compress stuff that you would traditionally use for JPEGs or WebP, as well as things you would normally use a PNG for, which is really cool. Actually, does it have transparency?
It's actually a great question. It does have transparency.
It does. It does. Yes.
Cool. Because I did see in some of the comparisons, they were like talking about like that the AVIF format was maybe a little bit less appropriate for something with like a lot of anti-aliasing. And then WebP was coming out on top in some of those situations. So that'll be interesting to check out exactly when it will be most appropriate. One thing that I saw is they said in situations where you would use a JPEG or even a WebP right now, they would said WebP was basically half of the size of a JPEG and AVIF is half of the size of a WebP. So Not only are we getting faster internet, faster browsers, faster download speeds, we're getting smaller images. So that therefore anybody on a satellite connection, crappy internet connection over the phone or whatever, people who have those connections that are not fiber internet, hardwired to the dome, those people are going to be able to get fast loading times because the images themselves, which are often the clunkiest, heaviest things on your website, those things are going to be smaller. And that's fantastic.
Jake Archibald has a blog post where he compares the differences between several types of images, like a photo of a race car that was clearly taken with a nice SLR, but then also something that was like exported from Illustrator that's very simple colors, and then also an SVG that has transparent background, but also a gradient underneath it. And it's unreal to see. You can just click the tabs and see the difference between them. Both, like, if you go from the WebP, which is 50K, down to the AVIF, which is 13K, there's absolutely no difference that I can visually see between the two. And other options are like, okay, but if they're all the same size, like, what does a 14K PNG look compared to a 14K WebP versus a 14K AVIF? And the results is like, wow, that's incredible that it does. I think the only thing that it doesn't do is animation, which is okay because you should probably just be using a muted video for that, not even a GIF anymore. But man, I'm so impressed at how small these images can get. And really, there's no discernible difference between the two when you're switching between them. The race car one, if you switch between them, the AVIF looks better than the WebP, which is twice the size of it.
It's astounding. It is astounding, the amount of size. We should say that this is a lossy format, which you're kind of dealing with. It's inherently going to be a lossy format, as in data is removed from the image. When you're taking this image and you're compressing it with AVIF, there is inherently going to be some data removed. Now, the thing about compression engines in general, whether you're compressing audio, video, images, whatever, the key to compressing is that you want to be able to remove as much as possible without degrading the visual aesthetic of the image or audio aesthetic or whatever. You want to be able to remove enough of the stuff that nobody cares about and that people aren't going to notice, that it can reduce the bytes that you're shipping, but it won't reduce what is the visual output. That's why this format is so good, is because it's able to remove the information correctly or at least to the point where you have these really fantastic looking images, but also keep the file sizes insanely small. Because at the end of the day, you have to think about this like an image or a video or audio. All it is just shipping bytes of code that represents something. And then our brains are able to decode it via our eyes or whatever. So like, if you think about it in those terms, all we're doing is figuring out the right ways to remove information from something while keeping the end result to be as good as possible. And boy, howdy, very good.
There is a lossless option with AVIF, I was just reading, but in that case, the file is much larger than any of the other options. So like, it's not something you should be doing. It should be a lossless version.
Yeah.
Or sorry, it should be lossy, which means that you do lose pixels or you do lose metadata about it. But the lossy version is, it's even smaller than the SVG version of some of these things. So if you think like, oh yeah, SVG is the best version, if you don't need the benefits of the SVG, which is being able to target the pieces of it, then this is possibly even better option.
Word. Unreal, but real.
Yeah. Let's talk about how to implement it. So like, you're not going to just be like opening up Photoshop and importing your images and save as AVIF and replacing them all. You're not going to be hand coding these things. Because like, to be honest, a lot of these like next generation benefits, whether it's code splitting in your React application or whether it's using a new image format, you need some sort of robot to do it for you. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. Nobody has got time for that kind of thing. So you will have to lean on tools that hopefully handle your existing images for this type of thing. Cloudinary currently has this in beta. Cloudinary is a sponsor of ours. But they're not sponsoring specifically this one, but you can pop the Cloudinary URL in front of it and tell it to format auto or format AVIF, and then it will kick out the best possible option for that, which is pretty cool. Gatsby now supports it in their latest version of Gatsby. So if you're using Gatsby image component, it will kick it out. Oh, and then also, I think a thing we didn't say at all was you can support multiple versions of this, because the picture element, you can give it a source or a source set and tell it, all right, this is the AVIF file. And if it doesn't support that type, it will just fall back to whatever's next. So as long as you have a JPEG or a PNG at the end of the line, the users that have browsers that support it are going to get the benefit from that.
Yeah. And there's also this Squoosh, S-Q-U-O-O-S-H, Squish.
Squoosh?
Squish.
Squoosh. Squoosh.
Squoosh. Yeah. I'm saying, am I tripping here? Wes, am I tripping?
I think you're tripping. You said Squoosh.
Squoosh. Squoosh.
Squoosh.
That's the same word. Okay, whatever. this app is really neat. One of the cool things about this is there's also a CLI to be able to use this in your command line for compressing images. One of the neat things about this is I'm going to go ahead and recommend you click one of the test app or one of the test photos. For instance, the 2.8 megabyte red panda image is my favorite. I love red pandas. And this gives you a little draggy tool so you can see the exact difference between the compression algorithm. So let's say if we wanted to give it a try and there's a little drop down that allows you to select AVIF here, and you can actually adjust the quality. Now, the cool thing is you can also pinch to zoom to like really get in. Like I want to see this cute little red panda's nose in AVIF versus the original image. And oh boy, I'm seeing a 70% reduction in size. This image went from 2.8 megabytes to 66 kilobytes. And this red panda's nose is looking as adorable as ever. So this is a really neat tool to give this a try, but also see this thing in action and see what kind of benefits you can actually get out of it. But again, there's also the CLI if you want to try it out, or you can actually compress an image of your own by dropping it directly into the interface here.
We should say support for AVIF it's in most recent Chrome as of August 2020. It's coming in Firefox 86, which by the time you're listening to this, should be out. So the fact that it's in Firefox and Chrome means it's in Edge as well, and a lot of the Brave as well. It's not in Safari, like you probably could have guessed, but that shouldn't matter because of what we talked about earlier, is that your tooling should just fall back to a WebP version of that. And then in 10 years when Safari implements it, it will just stop generating that one thing. We had that for years with Video Tag as well.
Oh, yeah.
You had to like have a OGG and an MP4 and what was the other one?
I mean, did Safari only do MOV? I feel like that might have been a thing. Because Safari, I don't know, at some point Safari got MP4, but there was the whole format wars on video. and now it's even like continued into like the streaming formats as well. But as long as you're able to get all of the fallbacks and everything in order, then everybody should be able to get something they'll be able to see, which is really what's important here. And another thing that to think about is like, I don't know what the Mac OS support for AVIF is, but I did find this Quick Look plugin, because that's actually one of the things that really bugs me about like WebP and whatever that WebM movie format is. You want to do like Quick Look on your Mac computer to see the file.
Yeah.
It like has to open it in the browser or something. It doesn't give you the Quick Look. And so I did find a Quick Look plugin for AVIF. I haven't tried it. I'm going to try it right now, where you basically just drop this into your library Quick Look folder, and then you can do a Quick Look on AVIF files in your browser or in Finder in Mac OS.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm going to have to get is I have this little right-click convert to JPEG on my Mac, because all the time is I airdrop a photo from my, oh, it's not WebP. It's whatever the Apple photo version is. What is the Apple photo format?
Oh gosh, the HEIC one, that whatever one.
Yeah, Hike, HEIC. Yeah.
You know what? Okay, let me rant for a second here.
Yes, let's hear it.
You know what you cannot do on a Mac, on an iPhone? Let's say it takes the photo in the HEI whatever, the H crap photo format. I don't know, whatever. It's the format's fine, but it takes the photo in that. And so when you're on hold or when you're on a chat support on your phone with an Apple customer service rep, and they'll be like, can you take a picture of the issue? Will you take a picture of it? And then you go to upload it and there things like our image uploader only allows JPEG or PNG. Like, it's your format.
That drives you crazy.
If it's your format, support it. Like, if you're not going to support it, nobody else is. Okay. The end rant.
Yeah. Let's have a call to all developers is update your image uploaders to support WebP, Hike. Because like the iPhone is the most popular camera in the world. And the fact that most websites that ask you to upload an image, especially like if I have to email a photo to somebody who I know is not even a lick technical, or I know they're on a Windows computer, I like have to be like, oh, I have to convert all these images from Hike to JPEG. There's workflows you can do, but like it shouldn't be so. It's the most popular camera in the world. Why can't we support that everywhere?
Agreed. Co-signed. Stamp it. Push it. Push stamp alive. It.
So this Quick Look that you just posted looks super handy. So you can preview those values in your Finder. Next.js does not have support for it yet, but there's a pull request in. So the code has been written. I'd imagine maybe even by the time you listen to this, that Next.js's new image component will support this as well. I think that's it. Oh, there's one more. AVIF.io. It's just a drag and drop. It'll convert it to convert your JPEGs and WebPs and whatnot to AVIF. So if you ever need to manually do that, you certainly can just drag drop it in. This looks like a really slick one. These online image converters always make me a little bit uneasy. Mm-hmm. Like the other day I had to upload a .eml file, which is an email file, and I had to convert it to PDF. And I found this website that did it, but I was like, there's no way I'm going to upload contents of this like sensitive email to this random service.
Oh yeah, you know they're copying everything. Yeah.
But like, I'm sure that's not to say whoever built this one, I'm sure this one is fine. Oh wait, no, I'm so silly. Excuse me. It says literally the first line on this website: no data is sent. The magic happens in your browser. So it's all happening client side, not server side.
I think a good rule of thumb for a modern internet user is to just assume that everybody's out to steal your stuff.
Yes.
And so I don't think that's anything you got to apologize for. But I cannot recommend reading this Jake Archibald post highly enough. It is very, very good. It gives you a ton of information. It gives you a ton of examples. If this is the type of thing you're like, this sounds great, I got to learn more, this blog post should be the first place you head to. A lot of great stuff there.
All right. I think that's it. Let us know if you're using AVIF in your own project. I'm curious to flip this on in my own website. I wonder what the difference would be in load times and whatnot when I flip it on from WebP to AVIF.
Yeah.
I'd have to find a blog post with like lots of photos or something like that to see what the difference is.
For Cloudinary, you said it's in beta. How do we turn it on? Do you know? Have you checked?
The docs say just put the F_AVIF as the format.
Mm, okay.
And then it says, please contact us if you want to use this in production. So I would imagine that pretty soon that they would roll out the stable version of that. But yeah, you could just pop that in your thing. Or if you have auto on, I imagine that that would start delivering AVIF by default.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, this was a great one. So I hope you really enjoyed this AVIF episode. And we'll be at you on Wednesday with an episode about TypeScript. So check it out.
Peace.
Peace. Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.